Blog Talk Radio.
Gillette presents the Gillette Labs Exfoliating Bar, a razor designed to take the hassle out of your routine with effortless shaving and one efficient stroke. The bar and the handle remove unseen dirt and debris that gets in the way of the blade, so nothing gets between you and a quick and easy shave. All with a lifetime warranty. Gillette, the best a man can get.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Word of mouth, word of mouth, like this show. Hey, the whole package.
Introducing CL, then face defeats, and I remind you of 3rd Street when it was sweet. See this move on and grow to another plateau where me and C stabbing that dough. In the last days when critical times, I left to deal with my granddaddy's endeavors. We're correcting my errors. The first shot came in 91, EP done. My struggle to label this untouchable. Foundation due in 92, top 10 review. Respect new and that blue, they reminisce over you. Skirt chasing what they rate me in this whole rap affair. But when it really comes down to it, who cares? Like a tortoise in the hair, you know the race I run. But you lose it all at night, you let the rabbit get the gun. Number one with a bullet and my pit name Black. It's the best who ever did it on a Pete Rock track.
Ayo, two cool cats who reclaim the name. Pete Rock is still smooth in this here rap game. What the good news is that there is a crew. Not five, not four, not three. Ayo, two cool cats who reclaim the name. Pete Rock is still smooth in this here rap game. What the good news is that there is a crew. Not five, not four, not three.
In the beginning, let it be like the record spinning. As a child, I stacked 45s in a pile. Blow the dust off, put it on before I could walk. Play static on my Pop Dukes, automatic. I knew I wasn't average. Music in my bloodstream. My pop watched the sun live his dream. Now it's time flew. The original classy rock crew shine through on streets and avenues. The next chapter, you read it. MC Shan said it. Gotta give the man behind the wheels credit. Yes, yes, y'all. BLS and Marley Marl. The rap attack. Put my talents on the map. Now it's Pete Rock for days in the basement. As I amaze, watch me blow in 98 ways. I specialize in rap, DJ and produce. With more hot tracks than Carlos de Jesus.
It's the two cool cats who reclaim the name. Pete Rock is still smooth in this here rap game. But the good news is that there is a crew. Not five, not four, not three. Ayo, two cool cats who reclaim the name. Pete Rock is still smooth in this here rap game. But the good news
what it look like, ain't nothing changed but the weather. Still riding with CDs and leather. Row fives and better, for all that's folded in your pocket. How long it take to re-up and clock it? Drop and make a profit, and lay my position with you. That we know what to do and not to do. Stop this fighting each other, God knowledge you with. That you know who the enemy is. Furthermore, don't hide it, divide it. The next your squares, to keep them other cats folded like beach chairs. Got an eye on that, street aristocrat. Let CL show you where the strength's at. Turn it up right here or just call the cop. Cause we on it like this to the last stop. The next Humphrey Bogart, master in art. Like a jeweler with a diamond cutter, taking them apart. Don't start what you can't finish. When you bubble with skills that never diminish. Your best team against mine is a light scrimmage. So play like Popeye and eat spinach.
It's the two cool cats who reclaim their name. Pete Rock is still smooth in this here rap game. But the good news is that there is a crew. Not five, not four, not three. Just two cool cats who reclaim their name. Pete Rock is still smooth in this here rap game. But the good
news is that there is a crew. Not five, not four, not three. Just two.
Good evening. I want to thank you guys for tuning in for our 3,382nd presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC. We are live from Lagos, Nigeria. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 to join the conversation. Our topic tonight. Let's talk about it. Black America, we got to do better for ourselves. My special guest tonight is none other than Dr. Kiva Richmond Green and WBNN broadcasting intern Frederick Beattie in our soundtrack of our lives featuring iconic golden era hip-hop vocalist duet Pete Rock and CL Smooth. Y'all, as we celebrate Black History Month, let's remember we are Black 24/7, 365 days, and you got to show. Let's show ourselves how to celebrate ourselves as often as we like, because we Black every day. They give us the shortest month of the year to celebrate. Long. Y'all, we got to realize that we have value, and we got to realize our rightful place. It's time for us to wake up and take our rightful place and stop being pawns in this game of life. Let's be reminded that nothing has stopped. We've been marching, we've been protesting, we've been doing a lot, yet nothing has stopped. I want to share some statistics before I have Brother O play this song, and then I'm going to go ahead and bring my guest up early on tonight. I was reading an article inside The Guardian, and it says that law enforcement has killed at least 1,176 people. That's about 100 people a month in the last year, making it the deadliest for police violence this far. Increasing, I think it said it increased 49 since 2021. So the statistics was police killed 1,141 people in 2021. In 2022, 1,152 people lost their lives. In 2019, 1,097 people lost their lives at the hand of the police. In 2017, 1,089 people lost their lives at the hand of the police. That's a lot of lives being lost at the hand of the police. And this comes from The Guardian, article out of The Guardian. Y'all, we're going to get deep into this conversation tonight. I know a lot of you guys are aware of what's been happening around the country with the latest case here in Memphis, Tennessee, where there are 5 officers killed the young Black man. We're going to talk about that. We got Dr. Kiva Green, who is a Memphis native, who also worked in law enforcement for over 10 years, currently working in the mental health profession. We also have my brother, Frederick Beattie. He's the owner of Trailblazer Radio, and he's also one of our newest interns over here at the WBNN. He's also the father of a son that was murdered at the hand of the police. Y'all, we're going to get deep into this conversation tonight, because this is a conversation that we need to be having. And not only do we need to be having these conversations, we need to be coming up with solutions to these conversations. So tonight, I want to be a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. So we're going to talk about this. So Brother O, if you would play a track, and then when we come back, we're going to dive in this conversation with my amazing guest.
It's the last beat, and I get on the mic. Yeah.
It's come up. It's come up. It's come up.
This Bogathon loaded by the Mechadon into the red zone. You spot my skull and crossbone alone. To float the water gate, floor the great think and meditate. Step behind the place of the CL's world face. Cars and tents, making blueprints for over six figure salaries. Lutrified, cause many didn't die. The mic record study Mecca now building. Cause I love my shorties like Jesus loved children. Cause being smooth is the science I craft in Super State. When they incarcerate me, I wanna be free. I play some D on the high scoring thrill from the Burnerville, taking my yards with no bodyguards. My pick's the first round draft pick for time in prison. So the only way to cover that is clean living. Respect given, hear the bell go ding. It's like Tyson stepping back into the ring soon as I
get on the mic. Get on the mic.
Ladies and gents, for dead president to represent. Now hear what it's like when I
get on the mic.
It's strike, cause every Nike I wear is kicking ass there. Too dope to scare and too damn smooth to care. So flick your lighters in the air and let me blow the roof off a Coliseum. Plus I gotta get per diem. All deuces file out and lead the dimes to the front row. When I say go, I want them showing love and talking dough. Cause with the daddy unemployed and the old earth raising me, any other rugged nigga's history. No mystery, I'm physical in action. So guess relaxing is a weekend with Tony Braxton. On your TV is me, incredible in CD. With the beat to the arm, I break away, can bounce for days. This one lays, I'm trucking jewels like Eric B. And all your corny fools can't see me, oh my, my, my.
Get on the mic.
Set it down by every law. Moving in your Lex tracks out of sextivity. At its highest level of fantasia served in major. He's the real neighbor, overqualified to be lutrified. He rocks the god when my sizz out profile. Fly into the Milky Way to Carmel Kingsley. We're back on crazy to put the Duke up in Daisy. Amazingly, none of y'all can fade me never. Add the spice that make you shoot like salt and pepper. How large is he? Master my degree in mic surgery. With plans to retire at the tender age of 30. That was what I cherish. All informers must perish on the down low. Lift my people from the ghetto. In every borough, CL is quite thorough. And do or die, so don't try when I am not.
Get on the mic. One and only, y'all. I'm mixing it for y'all all. Hey, you know what time it is. Back to hand.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. You are tuned in to Walk and Purpose with Angela right here on the WBNN. We are live from Lagos, Nigeria. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 if you would like to join the conversation. I tell you, I have two amazing guests that's going to be chiming in on the conversation. But first, I want them to introduce themselves, and I'm going to start with Dr. Kiva Green. If you would introduce yourself to the listening audience.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, how are you?
Good, how you doing, Angela?
I'm good. I can't complain. I won't complain.
I'm good. Thank you so much. I am a licensed psychotherapist, a coach, a counselor. Like I said, I worked in law enforcement for over 10 years in dispatch. I was also a director of communications in several counties there in Georgia. So, and grew up in Memphis, Tennessee as well. So, like I said, this hits home for me with Tyree Nichols. So, and the fact that it's, you know, was five black officers also makes an impact. So I'm looking forward to the conversation, and thank you for having me.
Tonight, thank you. Thank you for joining us on tonight. And Frederick, if you would introduce yourself, please.
What's going on? Hey, what's going on? Thank you. Thank you, Angela, for having me here. Thank you, Brother Oprah, for being around. We're here.
Hold on.
My name is Frederick Beattie. Okay.
Hold on. Yeah, it's an echo on Angie's line. Angie, try to fix that because I don't know if you're going to speak or not. So, you know what I mean? So everybody else's line is clear. Make sure your line is clear. Go ahead, Fred.
All right. My name is Frederick Beattie. I'm the owner and CEO of Trailblazers Radio. I'm an author, podcaster. What else can I say about myself? Unfortunately, I am the father of a child that was taken away from us too soon via police violence. And I am looking forward to the conversation. Hopefully that things that I can say could help or could at least bring light to some things.
Wow. I really want to talk about this case because a lot of people have had a lot to say, especially with it being five black officers. And Kiva, Dr. Kiva, you're from Memphis. And,
yes.
And I want you to kind of sort of give us some background about Memphis, and because I've been hearing a lot about the area. So if you can kind of give us what it's like to live in Memphis.
Okay, so I mean, when I grew up in Memphis, of course. Hold on, because I know we have to go. All right, is that better?
It's not you. I don't know. Somebody's on speakerphone, so they got to get off that speakerphone and make sure we get this line clear. We, you know, we're broadcasting live around the world, so we want this to be a perfect show. So continue, Reverend Doctor.
All right. So when I grew up in Memphis, we looking at the late 70s, early 80s. It was definitely, you know, a different place. So we talking about, you know, family-oriented neighborhoods, looked out for each other, very, very close-knit communities. And so over the years, of course, just like in most major cities, crime is, you know, ridden there. And so it is very crime infested now. Not that the communities aren't close. I do believe the community I grew up in, which was Dixie Homes or South Memphis, is still very close-knit. However, the crime has kind of taken over a lot of the communities there. Now, as far as the incidents with the police, I have never had incidents with the police in this manner. My uncle worked for the police department for over 40 years there. I have several, of course, family members and friends who work for the police department there. I've never heard of these incidents happen. Not saying they didn't happen, just that I never heard of them happening, and especially in this extreme for there. And so this to me was like, whoa. It was just different for me to hear it coming from Memphis, from police officers and, again, black police officers. But, again, I'm not surprised because I think when I put in your post on Facebook, all my incidents, negative incidents with police have been with black police officers. I don't know why. Even when I work for them, even when, you know, when I'm out, if I've ever had an encounter with a police officer, it's always been with an African-American or a black police officer. Male and female, but mostly male. And I don't know if that's because they have to assimilate. I don't know if it's a chip on the shoulder. I don't know if it's a, you know, got to prove yourself. I don't know what the thing is, but all I know is that has been my experience with policemen in my life. My entire life has always been African-American or black police men who are very hostile to me. And I'm like, what's the problem? Like, you know, so I can't speak for that for a black male, because I'm sure that's not their experience. They may have a different experience from with different races or different nationalities of officers, but that's been my experience. So Memphis, of course, is cultured with music, it's cultured with food. It has a very rich history. We know that with music and arts and entertainment and things like that. And so it's really, really heartbreaking when an incident like this makes national TV. And so the fact that we're learning that this is possibly personally motivated is, you know, makes sense to me. Because I'm saying, why would you target this young man the way you did? Why would you go to the extreme measure that you did to hurt and abuse and eventually kill him? So now to learn that it's possibly personally motivated makes sense, especially from what I hear from the videos of people and the way they say the extremeness of the way they beat this young man. So I think that's it.
I want to piggyback off some things that you said in your take. So why do you think that it seems like there's an issue with black officers, showing their authority or whatever the case may be? Because you're not the first person that has made mention that they've had run-ins with black officers. And to me, it seemed like we as black people would be trying to take these positions and use these positions to better our brown community, when we know that it's been problems plaguing us around these different areas. So what's your take on that? What do you think about that? Do you think that it may be some pride issues involved?
Well, just based off from what I've seen, I can only speak from my experience. Echo.
You ever trying to fix that? I know it's on. Sorry about that, Reverend Doctor. It's on Angie's line. I don't know what's going on. So what I need Angie to do, when she asks the question, then automatically go ahead and just mute herself, and then that way you can be able to speak freely. It's okay. You know why? Because, you know, the devil's in the woodwork. They don't want this show to be, produced tonight. And I already know what time it is. And guess what? It's going to be produced, man. You know what I mean? So, you know, we stop on his head. Bye.
Absolutely. So I can only speak from my experience. So over the years, working with different officers and things, I think it's really hard, like I said before, assimilation, you know, trying to fit into a, you know, that has really robbed us, you know what I'm saying, or that has kind of torn us down. I can only imagine what it's like to go to work every day and have to be in these shoes, wear this uniform, be this person in corporate.
All right.
You
want to
know what it's like? You want to know what it's like? I can tell you what it's like because I've experienced it. I've been a correction officer, so I know what it's like to put on that uniform and go behind those doors and to work with inmates. I mean, there are people just like we're people, just like we walk on the street. Just so happened they've made a mistake. And a lot of us, we're minutes away from making a mistake, and some of us escaped getting caught or whatever the case may be. But we could end up on that side any time. And we have to be mindful of, I've always had this mentality, and my mom has always instilled in me. She said, you treat people how you want to be treated in spite of how they treat you. Because you never know when you're going to end up where they may be. She say, so the same people you pass on your way up, she say, remember, baby, you're going to pass them on your way down. Because sometimes you're going to come down off that high horse, and we fail to realize that. And I think that a lot, I look at the history of some of these officers and their background, and you look at the 24-year-old. He works in fast food, and I think they say he worked in a shoe place. So you get this position, you get this authority, you get this sense of I belong now, and now you want to mistreat people, because that's sometimes what we do. When we get these so-called authoritative positions, we forget where we come from. We forget how we got there, not knowing that just how we got there, we can get back where we came from. And then you look at Haley, who was a correction officer in the county of Shelby, who had a case. He should have never been hired with the Memphis Police Department because he had that case. And if they did background checks and if they documented stuff appropriately, we wouldn't be having a lot of these issues. We wouldn't be having a lot of these issues. And then we as brown people, we got to understand who we are and realize what we carry and what we can do, and stop looking for validation and things from other people. Validation that does not even matter, because who validated them, made them valid enough to could validate us. For so long, people have told us who and what we are. And it's time out for that. It's time out for that. And I believe that plays a lot into what we're seeing right now. Because you have a lot of brown people that get in these positions, and not just law enforcement, but they get in positions and then they abuse those positions when they can use those positions to help people. I know a lot of people in law enforcement. God rest my cousin's soul. He left here working in law enforcement and was a good officer. He never did anybody wrong. I have cousins right now in the city of Anderson, work for the city of Anderson, and they do right by people. But you're going to have it wherever you go. I'm going to move out the way, and I'm going to let Frederick come up after we have a break with this song. And then, Frederick, I want you to come up, and I want you to chime in on this conversation. Brother O, hit us with a song.
From out of town, off the wicked streets of New York trouble. Me and my man map the plan to make a hefty bundle. Blessing ways to listen to greats from the basement gates. Making a dub place to cause quakes in other states. My soldiers juggle 40s with the shorty. Working scenes in tight jeans and blows all your boyfriends to smithereens. Wanna stop to get humped out from the zone, bumping baby beats. When everything's live, I let my boot drive. Now do my hot shells ring bells and my knockout settle beef. Any last request, you better make it brief. Kid from life sucks to major bucks. My beat blocks control blocks from role players to corner hustlers. I'm from the spark, brother. Many retire when I open fire, dropping smooth semantics. The physical's mental, but the outcome is energetic. Larger clientele robbed by the CL is spiritual. Instead of one time on the physical.
Some of the mecha fly joint at the boiling point. Making stable moves, wrestling grooves. Here comes the pain, my style's invisible knives slicing to the root of your brain. Funk locks when the terror come to box from the beat with ox. Knocks the ghetto blasting funk in full fashion. The dames kick the sham real slow, talking to shopping's urgent. There hasn't been that much scheming since Eve met the serpent. My love rules, Daisy Dukes and Muse. Check the view of the issue, my flexing pounds through your body tissue. You know the iceberg slim. Dig it, daddy, what the click grows. It got it to my foes, how I pimp these hoes. Don't be surprised you get titanized. The ultimate test is like Sweepy spanking all the Chavez best. Blessed on a lyrical slugfest. Cause every round's critical. One blow, count the dough, physical.
I get physical. in the caramel milk. You love sports in your boom boom shorts. No one can rock me in my latest aristocracy of Fantasia. I represent the full intent to bring the flavor. Yeah. Head of gut, steady laying in the cut. Foolish mind, kid, for niggas doing a master race, Scarface, bitch. Yeah. Maintain guard and keep it all solid from the overlord of Jaffa Muhammad. I ain't written 20 years down the line, still hitting, making arena sights rougher than the hockey fight. Yeah. It's just one of those nights, topsy turvy like a roller derby. Salad coming sturdy anyway you wanna work me. Check the bazaar and hear a star. With so much chocolate over the caramel, we need to own a candy bar. But before we murk, run the drill like it's physical, mystical, very artistic.
Brought to you by me, you know what I'm saying, and you know, Angela Thomas Smith. Get my chance to get on this thing right here, mix this thing, you know what I mean, scratch all day long, cause it's the BNN, don't you, the way we get fit in, shit.
Welcome back to the WBNN Walk In Purpose with Angela right here on WBNN. Y'all can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. We actually have caller number 1 in queue. Caller number 1, if you can tell us where you're calling from and state your name, please.
New Jersey, baby. It's Jerry Petito. Hi, Angela.
Hey, Jerry. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm listening to you guys, and it's just breaking my heart.
Wow.
I mean,
so
I just listen, you know, all right. So I'm going to share my thoughts a little bit. And I've said things like this before, but, you know, I could always understand that one person that acts wrongly, right? Whether it's a cop or the criminal or whatever, that one person that acts wrongly. But when there's a group, especially cops, and they all do it to one person, that's where my blood boils, because I'm thinking, how could all of them be okay with it? How could not one of them have said, stop? Okay? And my Italian, you know, personality wants to say off with their heads. And, you know, I think about stuff like this all the time, that if we didn't let a lot of this stuff go, and we were a little bit more stronger with what happens if you commit these crimes, maybe things will get a little bit better. But for a group of policemen to do what they do to one person, I'll never get it. Maybe that's me being naive, but I'll never understand that.
Crazy part about it is that so many people watched you. If you saw these videos, you saw individuals watching and recording.
Yeah.
You saw flashes from cameras going off, and these were people that was walking around. And it was
That's
like,
right.
How can you sit and watch, and nobody yep. attempted to say you're wrong. You're in violation. You're breaking the law. As law keepers, you're breaking the law. Nobody. Where are your morals? Where are your values? Where is standing up to that oath that you took to serve and protect? Where all that come into play?
And you know
and then
what?
It wasn't
share...
a few. It was a bunch of them just standing and watching.
I want to share something with you because I have acted out, and I'm going to tell you something that happened to me years ago, because I wouldn't be that person to just stand there. And I don't care what color you are, what you're doing, who you are. I don't care if you had guns. I'd be dead because I'd interfere. And years ago, I was going to the ShopRite near me, right? And all of a sudden I hear yelling. And the ShopRite in my town here, they hire a lot of disabled people. And they're always in these orange vests. And they get the carts for them and all that. It's beautiful. Anyway, I hear yelling. I get out of my car, and it was this young black guy in an orange vest by the door of the ShopRite where the carts were. And then there was this white guy in an orange vest screaming in the parking lot, raising his fist and running towards him. These two guys just looked at him and took off. I'm 5'4". I ran, and I went in front of the young black kid, and he's holding onto my shirt, on the back of my shirt, shaking. And that guy comes right in my face with a fist. And he's ready to, like, and I go, stop. And he goes, why does everybody always say it's my fault? And I go, stop it. And he ran away from me. He could have killed me, too. And he was big. He was, like, 6 foot. And he was disabled, you know. And I grabbed the kid. I brought him in there. We called his parents. But I got in my car. And I cried, and I said, Lord, you saved me that day, because I just reacted to the way I should have reacted to a point. You know what I mean? So when I see these videos, I'm thinking, how could all these people be taking videos, and how is this possible that this is happening? If there's 50 people taking friggin' videos, 50 people jump those cops. I'm sorry, but that's how I feel. And I have cops in my family who I love and like yours, you know, and they were good cops. So this angers me.
Wow. I mean, to have emotions is just, it's just natural when you are concerned and you care about the next person. So I thank you, Jerry, for coming on and sharing tonight and voicing your opinion. If you would, please let those that are tuned in know who you are.
I'm Jerry Petito. My show is the night before Angel is, so I was last night, and I will be 4 weeks from last night at 9:30.
Amazing lady, too. If y'all missed her show, y'all missed a good one, because we had an alumni on last night, and I tell you, it was amazing. Thank you, Jerry, for stopping by and sharing with us on tonight. I'm going to bring up my next guest, who is a intern here, and this hit home for him. So I want him to come up and give us a little bit of his insight and his thoughts on this subject tonight.
Cool. Insight. So, I mean, I guess the one thing that I could possibly say, and I think this is probably indicative of what everybody's feeling and what everybody is not feeling. But what I'm gonna say is, like, it has a seriousness to it, but it's also a stark reality to it as well. This was a post I put on Facebook too. So when we look at law enforcement from the aspects of, like, who these guys are, who they're not, and things of that nature. So what I'm gonna say is that when we look at law enforcement, we have to look at it from a grand scale perspective. And when I say a grand scale perspective, I mean everybody talks about getting rid of the bad apples, which is all well and good. But we have to look at we have to look at more than just the apple. We have to look at where, you know, where that apple, you know, what tree that apple grew off, what tree that apple grew off of. Also, we have to look at the soil to where that tree was cultivated. You know, if you don't have good soil, you have a bad tree that you're gonna get a bad harvest. You know, I think that's common sense with that. So for me, at least from that particular perspective, we have to look at it from that particular aspect of it, because the simple fact of the matter is, how do we deal with the bad apples if we don't deal with the tree, if we don't deal with the soil, we don't deal with the soil that they came from. How does that work? So how do we do that when we can't? Well, okay, so the tree's there, but cutting it down means you get rid of the other apples on the tree. I don't know, you know, prune that tree, maybe uproot it, put it in different soil, maybe where it can grow better. Not sure how that can be approached.
And also, we have to take a look at. I think there should be more in-depth background with officers. These are people that are going to be serving and protecting us. Like, we need to make sure that these people are physically, emotionally, mentally stable and capable of handling situations that they may be put in. And I think it should be a more in-depth training that officers should have to go through, because then you look at doctors. Doctors go through 12, 14, sometime longer training, because you look at what they are, the position that they carry and what they have the power to do. They have the power to affect a lot of our livelihoods. So they have to go through a lot of training. They have to go through a lot to get that position to be able to do what they do. And I think a police officer has to go through the same thing, because you got to think, they're given charge over our lives to serve and protect. They're supposed to be our eyes and our ears when we can't be that for ourselves. But they are a far cry from that. I wouldn't want half of the people that are serving and protecting to serve and protect me. I feel better protected doing it myself. And I'm just saying. But I just watch these videos, and I'm just, nobody opened their mouth. How can you sit and not say, bruh, you going too far? I'm saying, because some of these were omegas. They don't, you know, been on a line, you know, pledge, you know, took oaths. You how you couldn't say, bruh, you going too far? We brought everything else. We do everything else. We can tell people everything else, but you can't tell somebody when they're out of line, when they're out of order. Everybody out there, you look at all them videos. There was a lot of people out there. Wasn't no couple people. You watch, take videos. I mean, where? How do you sleep at night? Like, okay, Dr. Kiba, you are the mental health specialist on here. How do these people sleep at night? How do they, what allowed them, how can they go home and sleep? I can't sleep at night. I couldn't sleep when I saw those videos. That thing bothered me. But these officers could go home and sleep. And then there's still some that have not been arrested, have not been looked at, and they still out here. And these people go home and sleep, and some of them went and bragged about this. I want to hear from a mental health standpoint what you think about that.
Well, I mean, I believe that when you, okay, it's like Stockholm Syndrome, right? So it's like when a person who has been abused or mistreated by someone ends up have an affection and love for that person, right? So it's the same thing. They took an oath to join an organization that, let's be honest, that had mistreated and abused Black people since the beginning of time, basically, since centuries. So now you join this organization, and in order to fit in, you have to conform. So you do mind games on yourself, right? You have to trick yourself. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Everybody here is good, you know. Or even if you see something, you're taught not to say nothing because you stick together. You're taught to stick together. We are a unit. We are a family. We have to support each other. You can't, you know, you can't tell on your brother. I am my brother's keeper. That type of mentality keeps them from snitching or from telling on each other or stopping things from happening that they see that are wrong. Or you talk yourself into saying, oh, well, that person, if they just would have conformed, oh, if they just would have stopped, oh, if they just would have followed the rules, they wouldn't, that wouldn't have happened. A, B, and C wouldn't have happened. You know what I'm saying? So it's just systematic. It's just a mind game that they've played on us, and then along with that, you play on yourself in order to, one, go along, and two, stay in, because you don't want to be ostracized either, because then the tables turn, you know what that means. So they have to do what they have to do for their own sanity. Not saying that they, when they get home, they don't beat themselves up for. We know that officers have a very high rate of suicide. They also have a very high rate of substance abuse, drinking, especially alcohol. So these are ways that they cope with the things they see and maybe the things they do.
Wow. That's deep. That's deep. We have caller number two in queue. Caller number two, if you can state where you're calling from, and your name.
Hey, peace, woman of God, or women of God, and man of God. How y'all doing tonight? I'm calling from Nashville.
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing my best. I know y'all are. Look, let me do my plug right quick, and then I want to add on to y'all build, if you don't mind. When your show ends, my show begins tomorrow night, tomorrow evening. It'll be 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. I'm the host of We Will Aware You. And I'll be speaking about a rude awakening. Sleep time is over. Inspired by real and current events and a gunshot to the head. Okay? Now, to add on to what you're saying, I know some other people might want to chime in, and I don't want y'all to lose the flow. I have been part of a ministry for over 37 years, and part of my call is to be able to share with as many people possible and get into the nature of the wicked one, the wicked one that actually fell to earth. Keep that in mind. And one of the main reasons why they failed, and they lost certain things during that fall. For any fact checkers or faith-based people, all you have to do, instead of looking at Bereshit or Genesis from the beginning, is look at Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 through 9, and speak about a war in heaven. When these beings was cast out, keep reading, there was three attributes, okay? And this wicked one, along with his angels, lost their soul. That was step one. But when they were cast to earth, they took on a physical body that was not Caucasian, okay? So now, sleep time is over. You got some of the most evil, hideous acts that has been committed in the name, or especially people who look just like you and I. And to expect them to feel compassion, that's something they can't do because they don't have soul, y'all. I can't stress that enough. And not just them. The evil one also is capable of dropping a bomb on entire countries and get up and drink a cup of coffee afterwards. You cannot have soul to be able to do that. Stop being surprised. So when you open your eyes and you realize there's an evil one amongst us. We got to be able to put on our armor of God and be ready. Okay? So now I'm going to get into some more about that tomorrow on my show. But as far as your show, I got some good news for you, woman of God. You ready? Congratulations,
yeah.
Angela Thomas Smith, on your 46th WBNN all-time connection record with your sixth consecutive with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer. I'm proud of you. I love you. Keep raising the bar. And I'm going to put it on pause and listen to the rest of the show.
Well, thank you, Huni Bakatun, for stopping by and sharing with us on tonight. I tell you, he's a Hall-timer, two-timer. I tell you, I can't even say all of the accolades that he have. I tell you, I am in between two amazing individuals. I thank you guys for all of your support and my two amazing guests on tonight. I thank you because this will not be possible without you. And thank everyone that has tuned in and supported us on a constant basis. Wow, I tell you. This is amazing, and to be able to touch on topics that's affecting our community. Y'all, I want to get this track in by our legendary DJ. He's a Hall of Famer, too. Four-time, two-time, three-time, four-time, I can't remember. But I know they're doing some amazing things, and I'm just proud to be a part of the WBNN network, y'all. We're celebrating 10 years this week, and I'm just happy to be over here. DJ, play that song for us.
Open sesame, stepping through the mist, this is specialist. Come in the box and flooded with rock.
Woo!
We'll get down for mine to kind of make the mix feel it.
Yeah.
Standing in the company of killers. Follow my trail as I walk through the valley of death. Let us to fear no evil, cause what I grip is legal. I'm hot like yard, the point guard of this group.
Yeah.
On the loop, never your right. Raising on your game tight tonight. Entering the level of high gear. You think you took a Bob Marley slip to get here.
Yeah.
Front to rear guard of the drugs that you're hearing. While my neighbors say we need to be jailed for racketeering.
Uh-huh.
Now appearing Pete Rock and CEO Smooth.
Yeah.
To the jugular, now you got Mecca in the soul, brother. Slightly
yeah.
You might raise a hair of doubt. But if we don't rock the spot, the sun won't come out.
Check it out. Without Pete Rock and CEO Smooth. Without anger in the nation. Yo, without Mecca in the soul, brother. You know the sun won't come out. Without Pete Rock and CEO Smooth. You know we can't reminisce. If we don't straighten it out, you know the sun won't come out.
Unchained heat, a hustle on the street, a beat to keep you on the edge of your seat, you consumer.
Woo!
A QB like Boomer, the ultimate team. But
yeah.
If I wake up in another woman's bed, I'ma scream.
Right.
I'm setting up shop, pop to overthrow Castro.
Yeah.
Choking over Noriega's Garcia Vegas. Guess who supplies the pies and dough triples?
Ooh.
Now she leaks ass cheeks, pearly whites and titty nipples.
Hello.
With the hell of a trick, loot on PC. Even if I never had Sunny Boy, I disagree. Cut the small talk, I give more marks than a school of sharks on attack. So keep your ass back.
Yeah.
When it's wacky, get a thumbs down. Another record deal wasting. Listen, man, find another occupation, man. Here's
yeah.
the persuasion, blazing one amazing rap that's all about.
Yo, check it out. Without Pete Rock and CL Smooth. You gotta act like you know. If it ain't rough, it ain't right, kid. You know the sun won't come out. Without Pete Rock and CL Smooth, we can't reminisce Detroit. If we don't straighten it out, you know the sun won't come out.
I woo chicks off acoustics, watching the Knicks. We up 10, we need to stop shooting bricks. Put the jailhouse funk in under stars. Till the lines on my loose sleep look like some metal bars.
Yeah.
My four cats, it's a mega blast. And what I invent,
yeah.
a pack of bloodhounds can never get the scent.
Yeah.
Paying
yeah.
off the beats, now my bills increase.
Say
if
what?
There's a $5 rock sold in the park, I want a piece.
Yeah.
The sun won't come out unless the crowd starts it.
Yeah.
Cause if it was my choice, you all dance in darkness. Cause any verse rips a total eclipse with sun rays. Anyways, what's the phrase back in my younger days? Now the guard displays the attribute dealing with heat from the basement. Entering the streets, you meet Pete Rock and CEO Smooth. And when
say
you
what?
See
what
say it's
what?
About, you know the sun came out. Now pass my shade.
Yo, without Pete Rock and CEO Smooth, without anger in the nation. Yo, without Mecca in the soul, brother, you know the sun won't come out. Without Pete Rock and CEO Smooth, you gotta act like you know. If it ain't rough, it ain't right, kid. You know the sun won't come out. Without Pete Rock and CEO Smooth, we can't reminisce.
The sun won't come out if we keep abusing. The sun won't come out until these cops, you know, got their excusing. OSD, Compton, California.
Welcome back, welcome back. You are tuned in to Walk In Purpose with Angela here on the WBNN. Please call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Caller number 3, you are in queue. Caller number 3, if you would state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, Angela. How are you? And I would like to say hello to the new intern and your other guest. I'm sorry, I don't know her name. I wanted to answer one of your questions. So it's my opinion on what's going on. When I was 17, I read a book. I'd be really interested in psychology. I can't remember the name of the book, but I read about a lady who was murdered in New York. Her name was Kitty Genovese, and they said that a lot of people were watching, and they watched her be stabbed and killed. Nobody did anything. Now, in this book, it talked about, you know, the fusion of responsibility, and basically you have a better chance of being saved in an event when you have one person versus many bystanders, because all the other bystanders are looking to each other to see who's going to react first, if you should react or not yet. So it's a psychological thing, you know. And that book changed my life, because when I've been in situations where there's multiple people around and nobody's doing anything, I remember what I read in that book, and I react. From that day on, since I was 17, since I read that, I react, because I noticed that this happens in a lot of situations where everybody's standing around, you know, and not doing anything because they're looking for that one person to see if it's all right. But you also have to be an individual who is strong and is not looking. You know, a lot of people who are strong and they act on their own, and they're more leaders. I noticed that diffusion of responsibility is not really something that they struggle with, you know. So what I was going to say was if we learn this and we learn to react and not worry about the consequences and learn to actually help other people, you know, a lot of these things would not happen. A lot of us would step up. You know, I remember it was about maybe about, I would say about 4 or 5, no, actually in the summertime, there was somebody in my city and this guy was beating up this girl. I was watching it. I pulled over and jumped out of my car, and he actually stopped. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, you know, I don't know if this man could have had a weapon or whatever, but in my, you know, heart, I know how that feels. I've been, you know, a person that has dealt with domestic violence. In this situation, honestly, this person was a drug user, and I know that the relationship between them wasn't, like, you know, that type of situation, but nobody did anything, and he pushed her into one of the stands, like, where people sell things to the guy. The guy pushed her away instead of stopping that guy from beating her up. And I'm like, really? I'm like, so I stepped out, and I pulled over, and I jumped out, you know, and I feel like at the end of the day, that could have been my sister. That could have been my mother. I'm not going to watch that, you know. So I don't have, like, that fear. I know that it could not be safe, but at the end of the day, well, that's why I wanted to answer you and tell you about diffusion responsibility. If you read up on it, you'll understand a lot of the things on why people don't stop and do things, you know, because it's definitely because of that, you know. So I wanted to share that because that really changed my life when I learned about that in that book, you know. So I really think a lot of things would change in this world if we really just stood up and didn't work. But I'm going to just say this. Diffusion of responsibility is a social psychological phenomenon whereby a person is less likely to take responsibility for action or inaction when other bystanders or witnesses are present. So I just wanted to share that. Maybe somebody listening will think about what I'm saying and actually react instead of looking around to other people to do things and take charge, you know, because this right here changed my life forever when I read it in that book. So that's what I have to say. Oh, also, my show is February 10th. At 9:30 p.m., The Power of Thoughts, and I will be talking about violence and vulnerability.
Well, I definitely want to thank you for stopping by and chiming in on tonight. Thank you for that insight. She's an amazing host, so I definitely want you guys, if you can, to chime in. Definitely love that insight. I tell you, a lot of people, I've been in that place, and I used to be that person too, but with all the things that I've been through and all the things that I've suffered through, I said I couldn't be that no more. I wanted to be a part of the change. So when we see stuff and we want to do better, we have to do better. Like, if that's what you want to do, you have to take the first step. We don't been going through this for I don't know how long, and we say we want change. So how do we get change? How do we get change? That's what we're going to talk about after this next caller. I'm going to take this next caller. We have caller number 4 in queue. And then when we come back from caller number 4, I want me and my guests to talk about how can we be a part of the solution. So welcome, guests. How are you?
Hi, how are you? This is Black Diamond. I'm calling from Maryland. And I just want to say that there was no call for those officers to do what they did to that young man, but there should be a call for action. You know, I remember growing up, when you got into a fight with somebody, it was a one-on-one, you would just be fighting the person. But the next day, you know, you would just become friends, or, you know, you would just see each other and just keep it moving. That right there, I couldn't even begin to believe that this has happened. Whether it was black on black or white on black or anything, it wasn't called for. You understand? I'm hearing somebody mention that the mental health of the officers. That's no excuse for what has happened, because in every profession, there's somebody that's dealing with mental health. We deal with it in my profession, and we're social workers, and we see a lot of things happen. We see them happening with children, but we're not going at it like that by beating them again and doing that kind of treatment. This has to come from an upper level as far as what's going on in these departments, because that's probably not the first time that something similar has happened with these officers. They give them a pat on the back, and because they're wearing a blue uniform, it's okay. Those gentlemen, like many other officers, are trained to kill. When you notice that they're chasing someone in the street and, say, a bystander gets shot, they're not going back to that bystander. They're going to keep going after that person. That's what they're trained for. They're not trained for anything else. So this has to be stopped. I understand, and I heard that they have to be trained on so many different aspects of mental health and how to deal with the public and whatnot. Their training is what? How long when they're in the academy? And what type of training are they getting when they're in that academy? And who's training them? Other officers are training. Are they bringing specialists in to come and train them? Are they having them come and talk to maybe a psychiatrist every so often, not just because of something that has happened during that time? It should be something on a regular basis that they're talking to a psychiatrist just to see where they're at, to see what's going on with them. They're not getting into their personal business as far as what happened last night at their home. They're talking about what they're dealing with. They're dealing with other people's lives. And it's really got to stop. It's just getting out of hand.
Well, you said you touched on something, and that was something that I mentioned that they should be doing. I'm not. They don't, because when I was in, and I was a correction officer, but when I went through the academy, we didn't even go through. We weren't in the academy for 3 months. And it was on-the-job training pretty much. And if you didn't get it in the training, you learned it on the job. And that's what happens. A lot of these people, they push through the academy, and then you get on-the-job training. And it needs to stop. It needs to be a prolonged training, and there's areas that they need extra training on before they go out and deal with people. Because you're dealing with people's lives, and people's lives are at stake. And it's time that we really take note of that. Well, I want to thank you for calling in and sharing with us, Black Diamond. If you would tell us who you are.
I'm Arthur Black Diamond. I'm the host of Basic Black After Dark. Catch me after 8 after dark on the first and third Fridays of the month, where we talk about open conversations. We do parenting. We talk about community problems such as this here. And we talk about a lot of sensitive conversations. So I just want you to don't forget to follow me and the Crew Podcast on YouTube after 8 after dark.
But thank you for stopping by and sharing with us. So, Frederick, I want to ask you, what do you think we can do to move forward? We keep recognizing that we have issues and that there's things that's going on. How can we come up with a solution and move on and stop seeing this happen? Do you think more training would be a solution? What are your thoughts? Are you there, Frederick? Keeper, are
All right,
you there?
Freddie, you there?
I am, okay. Sorry. I muted my phone, so I apologize.
It's okay.
So I think when we talk about training, we can train somebody as much as you want to, as much as we want to, as much as we please to try to do a specific job. However, when you talk about training, though, certain inherent traits about a person will still persist. So as much as you try to train somebody, to condition somebody to be a certain thing or act a certain way, that person's inherent traits will still persist. But to the larger picture of that, though, Angie, I think that, excuse me, there has to be some form of accountability when it comes to that. Personal accountability for the police officers who do the job that they're doing, and also collective accountability from the department as a whole, because the way I'm looking at it, the way I'm seeing it, there still isn't any accountability there. And like I said, you know, you can train somebody for as much as you want, for as how long as you want. There's still going to be instances of that person that are still going to persist. So, and you can train somebody to be, you can train somebody all you want to be a good person, but if that person's a bad person or someone who doesn't mind doing egregious harm to somebody, then they're gonna do that and really not care about who they harm or who they bring to heal. So, you know. That's just the way I look at it from that perspective. But, you know, everybody has a different perspective on that.
And Dr. Kiva, what are your thoughts? What do you think would be a solution to this problem? How can we get to a solution? Dr. Kiva,
are
you there?
All right, Reverend Doctor? I know she's probably put herself on mute, too. Reverend, are you there? Oh, she's trying to talk. Okay, I'm going to put her on ice for a second. And what we're going to do, right, we're going to go right into it. I got to say something before I go into, you know, another track. This was a straight-up hit in Memphis. Okay? Simple and plain. A hit. And the childish ways of this person to call his boys out there to beat this young man up. We're not excusing, the white officers who, you know, historically beat and kill people too. We're not gonna do that tonight. But still, in all, look at this and take this to account. Those 5 black officers were arrested days after this incident. And when white officers do the same thing, it takes months for them to be arrested. Let me tell you something. Gotta block them out, y'all. Block them out.
Like this, we deep on
over there. The dice games, the car shows, broads everywhere. New paper freaking me off, my workout's me. Spending hours in the koozie, clicking channels on the screen. Miss Chin, full body rub, hope that that's enough. Got a mob of thugs, shirts off, dancing through the club. See the ladies keep touring, the crisps keep pouring. I'm obviously at the two guard, automatic scoring. Want a woman that's doing it, got her own stash. From Holly Berry, Sally Richardson, Stacey Dash. Come to all Venus tennis matches, full linen suits. Next to Lisa Les, a WNBA loop. Slide a few mommies on a plane, sipping coladas. Wrote half the album over the sands in the Bahamas. Gotta hurt some things, wanna live like kings. Come sharp for the playoffs, the race for the ring.
It was a Friday night, all the ladies from shaking. The place start quaking and everybody making hot beats for the street. Let everybody know, beatrock is on to be rock. And every jam that we rock it nonstop. Represent show love every time we drop. Cash in for the wins, my man, he likes skin. He's back, I'm on the block.
We the hottest thing moving right now, screw y'all. Let it get money and watch what it do to y'all. Play to win it all, sweeping anybody, you heard? Spot one of my pretty toys, moving up third. Make a right down 7th Ave to 4th Street Park. Feeling the whole ghetto vibe and set my mark. Like the first time wifey let you taste the snatch. Holding 3 carats platinum with the rollie to match. I do it to be the best, money's nothing to me. Got it all and want more, how hungry are we? The streets made us officially, flash a lay low. Meet the undisputed king of the volcano. Picture my team, living this American dream. All in my theme, loving how we pick up steam. Wanna count my cake, buy a calculator, pool and add 10 to 20 thick ones, lounging by the pool.
It was a Friday night, all the ladies from shaking. The place start quaking and everybody making hot beats for the street. Let everybody know, beat rock is on to be fine. And every jam that we rock it nonstop. Represent show love every time we drop. Cash in for the wins, my man, he likes skin. BL, he's back up on the block.
Put it down like I was born to do it. Made to live it. Hate to spit it. Custom fitted. Watching me get it. What a nice legs up, kitty. Stay driving something pretty. Cozy in the duplex overlooking the city. Slick heels with your toes showing. Sundress, wind blowing. Catching plenty like that. Feel the way it's flowing. We can party all night long, baby. They understand. Deep down, you know I'm really just a one woman man. You ain't bigger than the next date for eating your weed. I'm in the sweet cigar, suntan, the wet bikini. Both to sell out crowds from the magazine page. Out the tunnel in the studio to bring it to the stage. All sexual to hit y'all gutter, high velocity. Dames wanna taste it for the sheer curiosity. It's strong and it's real, plus it lives by the code. A multi-million dollar project in an ass-shaking mode.
It was a Friday night, all the ladies from shaking. The place start quaking and everybody making hot beats for the street. Let everybody know, beat rock is on to be fine. And every jam that we rock it nonstop. Represent show love every time we drop. Cash in for the wins, my man, he likes skin. DL, he's back up on the block. Back up on the block.
WBNN 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 to join the conversation. So, Frederick, you heard Brother O say it was a hit. What's your thoughts on that?
Oof, man. I'm in agreement with that. I am completely and totally in agreement with that. It's it's for me, it was not, it was the speed of how they arrested those those officers. No, you know, that like no investigation. They're just, nah, we're firing them. We're gonna fire them. Then we're gonna arrest them, and then we're going to charge them with whatever second degree murder. And you know, there is a disparity there. There is a huge disparity. There's a huge difference there, and I think a lot of people should start seeing that. I mean, I've heard people on CNBC and all this stuff say, well, that's good because it's great, because no matter what, no matter the color of the pot, the cops are going to be arrested. That's all well and nice, but it still doesn't negate anything as far as I'm concerned, because, again, you still have white police officers that still do the same, that would probably do the same egregious thing, but won't get arrested and terminated and then officially charged. I mean, those five dudes were charged within a matter of days, within a matter of hours, not days, a matter of hours. And I agree with what Brother O said. I mean, that's the biggest disparity of all. And people say, well, it don't matter what color the cop is, they still gonna face justice.
I say to society, I say to the government, I say to those that are in charge, if this is the example that you're going to set, let this be the norm. Let this be what you do all the time. When there's a officer involved in any type of anything on a civilian, they need to suffer the same quick justice. They need to be on it. If they can be on it for these five, they need to be on it forever. Going forth, this need to be the norm. But I know it's not going to happen because there was a white officer involved as well, and we see how long it took for them to arrest them. And there's still some more people that are probably going to have to be arrested too, because there's going to be more footage and more stuff coming out where people are going to start being seen, because people's out there snapping shots. People's out there snapping. People are seeing people snap and catching snaps of cameras and catching different stuff. So if this was getting caught, it's a lot more stuff is getting caught. And how long has this been going on? Because you talk about how long some of these people have been a part of the force. They have not been a part of the force that long. Some of them officers hadn't even been on the force 2 years. So this has been going on. This isn't something new. It's just, and I said this. I said, this has been happening. It just went too far, and they couldn't go back. This went too far, and they couldn't go back. So it's a lot of stuff. I think a lot of stuff is going to begin to come out in the open, and people are going to begin to see a lot of things that's been swept under the rug. So they disbanded. How do you feel about them disbanding that unit that that they were a part of?
Well, I'm going to come on and say something right now about that. And, you know, the unit did a lot of help to that community in Memphis. You have a lot of real violent people that do violent crimes to humanity. So the task force was there because Memphis was out of control. This situation and this task force was a man who was innocent, never committed a crime, a student, a guy who just skateboarded and roller skated, got involved with the wrong girl. Now, me being a father, I always taught my son, and I don't have that problem because my son has been really with the same girl since the seventh grade. That's my story. But, and so I have had that problem saying, look, man, be careful, you know, do some background on the people that you see, people that you date, because now there's another level too. Then I'm going to take the next caller. Either he did know or he didn't know. you know, no, still, all that, he did not deserve to die the way he died. However, you know, the book of Proverbs always talk about the harlot and the father's instructions, wear wealth. This talk that he knew that he was messing around with a woman that had a crazy ex-boyfriend, baby father, whatever, and he chose to go to that path. I hope that wasn't the case. Even though the man did not deserve to die the way he did. But this is a lesson to all the young people that's in the sound of my voice. Be careful of who you mess with. Because a life you save might be your own. Next caller, come on in and talk to Angela Thomas Smith at this time. Caller, you there? Okay. Unmute yourself if you're there. Because I'm with, there you go. All right. Go ahead and talk to, how you doing, brother?
I'm okay. I like your show a lot. I tuned in from the beginning, and I heard what the female host was saying about, like, you never know it could actually happen to you. And she's absolutely right. I grew up around, like, police departments my entire life. My mother worked for City Hall, and I never had any problems in one particular area. But when I relocated, let's just say I had very, very bad experiences, and they lasted 15 years until I had to contact authorities on the federal level. This is what the problem is, and I don't know that people really understand this. Let's say you have a cop or police officers that are bad, and they bother you. They harass you. They falsely charge you. They do something to you. You then go in, and you want to complain. So you go in, and you fill out a complaint against the officer. And you're supposed to fill it out with their superior. The superior is then supposed to fax the complaint over to the county prosecutor's office. But sometimes the departments are so corrupt, they might not even do that. And even then, sometimes when they do it, the prosecutor's office might not even care, and then they'll forward it right back to the same department in that department's quote-unquote internal affairs department. So then you're in a situation where the police department is basically saying, we've investigated ourselves, and we found we did absolutely nothing wrong. It's kind of like the community during the mob era going to John Gotti and saying one of his hitmen did something wrong to them, and they expect John Gotti to say, oh, yeah, my organization actually did something bad. So they can't investigate themselves and find out that they did something wrong, or they know they'll get sued for it. So it's actually at the point now that the community of, like, conscious individuals who want to really protect public safety need to form a community council or, like, an oversight committee and need to actually force city council to recognize them as such. I mean, that's the only thing that could be done right now either. And I'm not talking about fill out, like, have people sign and fill names out and a list of names in the community. Like, people need to go down and say enough's enough. That's the only thing I could come to right now. I mean, based on the things that I've witnessed and observed. And, like, I love your show. I love your Pete Rock and CL Smooth. The Main Ingredient is one of my favorite albums, so I love what you're saying. I love the music you're playing. I'm definitely going to tune in tomorrow night, and I'm going to tune in as well on February 23rd. I know you have something coming on the ONE Host Intern Show where somebody might be interviewing somebody or somebody's. I'm definitely going to tune into that. And, again, I hope I'm going to try to tune in and always give you the respect that you deserve for actually bringing true public safety out and not bringing fake news. I really appreciate what you're doing.
Amen, amen. I thank you for calling in and supporting. If you would like to share who you are.
All right, Angie, your line is really bad there. I don't know if it's anything like a blur in the background, but we got to fix that. But, of course, this is our new intern, Matthew Graham. And, you know, and I'm so proud. I'm going to bring another brother on, you know, for history. Frederick, this is Matthew. Matthew, this is Frederick. Both of you guys are brand new interns to our outstanding story network. And, you know, Frey, you have anything to say to our brother who's going to be, you know, like your twin right now?
Matthew, bro, we interns together, man. Let's rock this out, bro.
You know I'm with you 100%. I feel you absolutely to the utmost. And I feel good to be a part of this. I feel honored, actually.
And Matthew, what is your next show?
On the 23rd, the ONE host intern show.
All right, you heard Matthew. And Fred, when is your next show, Fred?
My first show is on the 17th of February.
All right. So there you go. And the reason why I said next show, this man has humbled himself to be an intern on our network. Outstanding performances. I'm so proud of him. What more can we say that hasn't already been said? This man is the CEO of Trailblazers Radio, okay? You know, he's the CEO of his own company, and he does great work with his people that he deals with on a constant basis, and to humble himself enough to be able to be a part of an internship while he's already a CEO, it speaks value, man. Thank you so much.
Man, my pleasure, brother, always, man. I appreciate the opportunity, you know?
All right. And what more can we say that have already been said? And I'll bring back Angie on. Hopefully her line is clearer. Angela, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, let's just try to work it out. We're going to bring on the next caller. They're waiting so patiently. I'm going to meet you, Angie. I'll just do this show by remote. Caller, you're live right now with Walking in Purpose with Angela.
Is that me?
Yeah, that's you. How are you,
Avali? I didn't hear anything. The lines are a little crazy tonight. How are you guys? Hi, Miss Angela.
Congratulations on your
connection record. Say again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're working through it, so it's okay. You know, a lot of times I always notice this, Ava, that when we have these type of topics, and even with our great Dr. Chichella J, sometimes the lines always get messed up while we're trying to heal people. I wonder and you know what, though? I take that as a badge of honor. I really do. I love the fact that you're trying to mess up Angela's line. Angie's line never has a problem. You know, she's historic when it comes down to that. And it's not, I don't think it's Angie's fault. I think people don't want to hear this show right here, WBNN. Go ahead, Ava. Why don't you talk for a little while?
You crack me up. You know it. Well, Angela.
It's true.
Hello,
it's true. Yeah, she can't hear you. She can't hear you right now. She can't speak to you right now. She's on. I'm doing this show by remote right now because I want to make sure that it's live and clear. Go ahead, Ava, talk about what you've heard tonight.
First of all, I want to congratulate Angela. I'm sure she can hear me regardless of what's going on her connection record. I want to congratulate WBNN on the 10th anniversary. And I want to say hey to the two new interns, one guest, one who just called in. I think Matthew's right in my area. I think he comes to us from Tiana, and he's right in my area, so I'm looking forward to getting to know him. And I want to congratulate you both for being part of the ONE Dynasty and the WBNN Family Beverly Nation Network. My name is Ava Holly. My show is coming up on the 15th, and we have Ava's Casual Chat. And, so many things been running through my head as I'm sitting here listening to everybody. And one of the things I want to talk about is fear and people that are afraid, which goes back to a mental health issue that was brought up. As Tiana was saying, people will just, wait for one person to take action. And sometimes it's just because they're afraid. And it's such a mental, I think it's a mental health problem. I mean, I'm a victim of mental abuse. I was in a relationship that I'm no longer in. I was lucky I was able to get out of it. But when I went to my attorney, he said, mental abuse is harder to prove than physical abuse. So now we've got a world that's crazy. We've got mental abusers out there. We've got physical abusers out there, no matter what color, race, whatever's going on. It's crazy. And then here you have people like Jerry Petito who will run into the crowd where most people are running away from the crowd. So it's just mind-boggling and heartbreaking, as Jerry said, to hear all this stuff. That being said, someone also talked about getting to the root of the problem, and that may have been you, Frederick, I'm not sure. But things we do just mask and cover up, like taking medication for a problem instead of finding the root of the problem to fix it. Who knows if we will ever find that. There's been violence going on throughout the course of time. But look at Mother Teresa. She said, don't bring me to an anti-something-something. Bring me to a peace rally. She said, I don't want to use the word fight. I don't want to go to anywhere where they're fighting. Yet that doesn't change the reality of what's going on in the world today. And it's and I've said this before, it's the platform of WBNN that is able to bring this awareness and talk about these issues. And hopefully, over our 19 million plus listeners, somebody's out there that's can take this to the next level. So just so much running through my mind. But again, congratulations to you all. This is a tough, tough topic. Angela, you're amazing. Dr. Kiba, God bless you, girl, what you've gone through and bringing us your experience firsthand. That's what we need to understand, you know. So that's where I'm coming from.
All right. Thank you. And Ava, where is your next show at this wonderful, storied network?
I think I mentioned in the beginning, I'll be on the 15th, just coming up around the corner.
Yeah, I want you to mention it again because, we always, before someone gets off, it is what it is. It's just historic how we do. So thank you so much, Ava.
Yep,
I appreciate
you.
Love you. Nothing you can do about it.
Love you, too. Love you guys. Have a great, great rest of your show.
All right. And then I'm going to bring on final thoughts right now from Frederick Beatty. And then we're going to go into Ngozi time with my commissioner. And then I'm going to have final thoughts from Angela Thomas. She's going to have a whole lot to say while this show is in the remote. So WBNN intern, Mr. Frederick Beatty, final thoughts.
So, my final thoughts have always been the same across the board, irrespective of who it happens to and why it happens. Change has to happen, and it has to happen in a pronounced and a profound way. But, like I stated earlier, how do you fix a problem that is so deeply rooted? How do you do that? There has to be a solution to that. One of those solutions should be able to hold people accountable for their actions and hold people to the hilt for what they do. But also it means uprooting the tree, putting that tree into better soil, putting that tree into a better place to where that tree can grow the right way, not by any type of, without any interference, without any hindrances, anything of that nature, But until that happens, we'll still be having these discourses, and we'll still have the same issue that goes around. And that's my thought.
And of course, I like to do this because I do it with Jeff Petito, and there's a lot of hosts, Corden, definitely with our statues. And definitely with, the person that brought you in this outstanding show tonight, Angela Thomas Smith. Talk about your shows over there at Trailblazers Radio. How about that? Because, I'm a fair guy, what I'm saying? You're an intern here, but you're also a CEO. So I'm never going to not have you talk about your radio network before I go into that Ngozi of times.
Ah, man. Oh, brother, I appreciate that, man. So, my platform, we talk about the same things you guys are talking about. I try to put more of an edge onto it because mostly what I say is pretty much unfiltered because that's just how I am. That's how I've been. So we approach the same subjects you guys are talking about. It's just the way we approach it is a lot different. I got two hosts that approach a lot of things with. They put a God aspect into it. I'm more of a practical guy. I rather look at it from the realistic perspective, which is how I've always looked at it. But we're on 5 days a week, man. Sometimes on Saturdays too.
God bless you with that. Yuck. Huh? Because I ain't doing no Saturdays. So God bless you. I'll get a chance. If you do anything on Saturday, you know, because, you know, everybody's trying to pull me all the time. So come on, brother. Oh, man, calm your nerves. I'm WBNN, man. I believe that. But you know, if you're on Saturdays, man, you know, let people know how they can listen to your network as well.
Oh, man. So if you – so you can check us out on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel. So it's Trailblazing Radio. Like and subscribe to that, man. We are on the road to 100 subscribers, so please like, you know, subscribe to the channel. If something resonates with you, by all means, check it out. We're also on several audio streaming platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Deezer Radio, and the like. So, and you can also check us out on Facebook Live because that's where most of our shows broadcast from. But other than that, man, I just want to thank you, Brother O, for just allowing me to just, you know, come here and, you know, to just, you know, at least be a filter with my voice and stuff like that. But also,
yes,
man, just I appreciate it, brother. And just I'm gonna do what I do to make this thing shine, dog.
All right, well that I know, because remember now, just like you know, all the folks that know me, I hire no bumps. And now we go into in cozy time, and you know what time it is, man. Take your shirt off, baby.
Judge a book by the cover. Discover the soul brother with the Mechadon. Work from brunette to blonde. How many Edison con when I respond in full black? With us heaven to Vernon villains back to back. Amazing grace when I face the great paper chase. For real, it's long overdue, so I don't want to talk to you. I stroke the hell out of Mademoiselle who insisted every night she get her back twisted in the unlisted. I'm living through my son, so daddy see it this way. I want him in the NFL, his brother in the NBA. No doubt I'm with a piece down in Mecca, all crazy. To the late eve, none of this is make-believe. I breathe some of the most powerful lyrics of our century. Battle physically, conquer mentally, essentially. You're dealing with a Mecca affair, so anywhere you want to go, you know, I'll take you there. A millennium years, and I would drop it on my peers, brings tears and fears. Another question manifesting my only. My soldiers wear Versace or the army fatigue. That brings a world of intrigue and glamour to my arsenal of gods. Pimps the players and layers of Decepticons. My whole mind state gravitates a weapon, making people in the business get a misconception. It ain't hard to the core, it ain't sex on the beach. It's just another plateau the brothers have to reach. Emphatically non-cypher, then we were broken, misguided. Try to gas me like Hitler once we get divided. No question, you're dealing with a Mecca affair. So anywhere you wanna go, I'll take you there. Chips in the game. Now let me civilize your foolish acts of gunplay. The plan of a stick man, the price and how to get away. Chose for Negroes, the most hypnotical flows on the planet. Another East Coast track roast, goddammit. My theme to mainstream's the knock. The only time I get writer's block is when my loot is on lock. Pretty much I'm coming through in the clutch seat. My thought is a bombshell, built to only propel. Or is it just my style of hustle making a mark? To rumble in playgrounds with more danger than Jurassic Park. It was dark when I brought it to the light for spite. My staff's got me taking nothing but champagne baths. Now the aftermath's dealing with a Mecca affair. So anywhere you wanna go, I'll take you there.
Wow. What an awesome program tonight from our wonderful, wonderful Angela Thomas Smith and Walking in Purpose. And tonight was just great, hitting on those topics that are definitely needed this day and age, especially with all that's going on in this country. And things definitely have to change, and solutions definitely have to be made. We definitely have to come up with many solutions to solve all of the ills that are going on in this country. And, wow, it just has to stop. Domestic violence has to stop. Gun violence has to stop. Police corruption has to stop. All the murders have to stop. And in this country, people are being killed every day, every single day, all over the country. And not just at the hands of cops, but at the hands of our own people. Our people are being wiped out in so many ways, and it's so, so sad, all that's going on. And our children are suffering. They're suffering gravely, and they don't even know if they're going to survive. These children today, they walk in fear. They're afraid to go to school. And do you really blame them? Because kids are being shot on the playground, in the schoolyard, in the classroom, at the bus stop. It just doesn't make sense. In front of their homes, on their porch steps, inside of their homes. And it doesn't matter. It's like it's happening everywhere, in stores, on the job. It's just crazy. In hospitals, at concerts, block parties, festivals, killings are happening any and everywhere today. And it is just such a shame. And my heart goes out to all who have lost loved ones due to gun violence, due to domestic violence and mental illness, due to suicides and whatever other way. And it's just so sad, people. So please, please, be the change. Make a difference, please. So, Angela, thank you so much. And your guest, Frederick Beatty, who is an intern here on WBNN, can't wait to hear your show. And also to your other guest, the great doctor. Thank you so much. And it's been a wonderful night in listening to the host that called in tonight. And guess what, people? Tonight was night 4. Of WBNN's 10th anniversary, celebrating all week this week, our fourth night of this wonderful anniversary week, celebrating 10 years of internet broadcasting, internet radio broadcasting excellence. So happy anniversary again, WBNN and all of our hosts and our producer and proprietor. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi _ Time and Oladele Malebe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? Oladele.Ngozi@my.com. For our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malebe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now, stay tuned for tomorrow night when we have our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever, Huni Bak-Atun, and we will aware you. Yes, that's tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on WBNN, or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. And my show, News Forum, will be broadcasting right here on right here on WBNN, Sunday night, right here, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, News Forum, where we will be featuring wrongful convictions. And you got to hear this show, y'all. And we will also have some candidates that are running for office this Sunday night right here on WBNN. Now, back to our wonderful, wonderful host, Angela Thomas-Smith.
Well, I thank you for that, Commissioner Chinchilla, Dr. Chinchilla, Jay. I want to thank everyone that has tuned in on tonight. Thank you for just listening to what we had to say. It's time for my brown people to wake up and take your throne. We want change. We march about change. We cry about change. We do all types of things that we want to see change. But it's time that we be that change and stop talking about it and be about it. We have so many opportunities to be the change that we want to see. And I thank Brother O. I can't thank him enough for this opportunity, for allowing me to be right here on the WBNN. I'll be celebrating my 3 years coming up in May, and I'm just elated to be here. I'll see you guys back next month. I love you guys, and be blessed.
Capture this bunkathon loaded by the Mechadon. Into the red zone, you spot my skull and crossbone alone. To float the water gates, floor the great thinking, meditate. Step behind the place of the CL's war face. Cars and tents, making blueprints for over six-figure salaries. Lutrified, cause many didn't die.
Yeah.
The mic record study Mecca now building. Cause I love my shorties like Jesus loved
children.
Cause being smooth is the science I craft into a state. When they incarcerate me, I wanna be free. I play some D on the high scoring thrill from the Burnerville. Taking my yards with no bodyguards. I pick the first round draft pick for time in prison. So the only way to cover that is clean living. Respect given, hear the bell go ding. It's like Tyson stepping back into the ring soon as I
get on the right.